Now, taking care of our kids. We cannot talk about the mental well-being of our children without talking about access to mental health care. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network, and a new online program at UW-La Crosse is set to address a shortage of school psychologists, especially in more rural districts, by offering accreditation to educators who are already in the schools. However, many of these same schools are facing shortages of teachers themselves. So what's best for our kids, and how can we best get them what they need? You tell me this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Parents and students alike, speak up or email us ideas@wpr.org. Our guest is Robert Dixon. He's an associate professor at UW-La Crosse and the director of the school psychology program. Rob, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So this is a problem in our rural districts and across the state. But as I understand it, this program that you are getting underway at UW-La Crosse is a one of a kind in its state and in the state and one of only three across the country right now. What is it that makes this program special?
Well, I think what it is really trying to extend the walls of the university to go beyond our traditional brick and mortar program to reach those individuals that are landlocked, so to speak, in rural areas that want to pursue a degree in school psychology and provide services to the students that they are servicing already as teachers or administrators or specialists. And this really allows them to do that without picking up their family and heading down to UW-La Crosse or another brick and mortar school.
Can it, what about in terms of scheduling? Time would be at a premium for teachers, I would imagine.
Absolutely. So we built the program with the thought of teachers in mind or professionals in mind. And that is, we're going to do one class at a time as compared to our five classes that we do in a semester. And each class will be about 7 weeks long, and they'll take one after the other through the program. They'll complete all of their coursework after 3 years. And then their fourth year will be an internship where they can be a school psychologist in their district.
So when will the first students begin classes?
This July.
This July. Is enrollment open as we speak, Rob?
Enrollment is open. The applications, we're accepting them right now. We have a number of people that are interested in submitting things, and we are going to do a first review at the end of this month or April 1st, and then continue to accept applications until we fill the program.
So then when would your first graduating class be active as school psychologists in our workforce?
They would be active August of 2025.
What are we going to do in the meantime?
Well, we can't solve this problem overnight. This has been a problem that's been evolving over time. And you mentioned Wisconsin being a shortage state, which is absolutely true. But there are shortages across the nation. And it's really something that's been concerning the field of school psychology for probably five, almost 10 years now. And we really need to do something different to address the problem, because our current solution of what we're doing is not closing that gap.
What's the role of a school psychologist in the classroom, inside the schools, and maybe even beyond? What does a school psychologist do?
It's a great question. I see it as being three main roles. The first would be to assess kids with a potential disability and to lead some of the multidisciplinary team to decide whether there's a disability for that particular individual. The second would be to consult with teachers in the classroom. Obviously, there's children with different needs, and the teacher is designed or working to make the classroom the best place possible. But school psychologists can help with both classroom management or classroom implementation of different programs, as well as looking at individual students to help them be better to better succeed in the classroom. And the last is to do direct interventions for mental health, either by doing large group types of activities or even individual activities. And we're seeing this need or this role for the mental health piece increasing as we're going along in the different years. I mean, I've been a practitioner for 20 years, and I've really seen in the last few years the mental health needs of the community, as well as the desire to hire school psychologists, just really exploding at this point.
We're talking about the shortage of school psychologists in Wisconsin with Rob Dixon. He's an associate professor at UW-La Crosse and the director of the university's school psychology program. Does your child go to a school that's short-staffed, and how is it affecting their learning? How about their mental health? And what should the legislature do, if anything, to address workforce shortages in our schools? Tell us, 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation, or email ideas at WPR.org. The National Association of School Psychologists, Rob, recommends that schools should have one school psychologist for every 500 students. Now, a shortage in Wisconsin suggests that's not the case, but what's the end result for the kids if we don't meet that bare minimum of a threshold? What do we see as a result?
Well, as a result, we tend to see, like, if a school psychologist, I mentioned those three roles. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm a school psychologist and I'm serving a district and have more students than what the recommendation is, then my role is restricted to what the school needs the most, which tends to be assessment of students for disabilities, because that's a role that nobody else can play. And that means that the consultation time that I would have with teachers would be limited. The intervention time that I would have with students would also be limited. And that creates a problem in the sense that students don't get everything that they possibly could get through the services that a school psych could provide. And even for a mental health professional, counselors, social workers, I mean, there's more problems in the schools right now than any one profession can take care of. But school psychologists are the focus of where I'm coming from.
Rob Dixon, our guest. Let's go to your calls now. John in Westby joins us. John, you're on with Rob Dixon, who is the UW-La Crosse director of the school psychology program.
Yeah, thanks for getting me on. A great topic. I guess this is indicative, at least for me, of a deeper issue, and that is our society. We say we value our children, but yet you look at our funding locally, nationally, and statewide, we don't. We devalue our children. And also must preface this, I have two daughters who are school social workers and one who's a school psychologist. But you know, as a society, we say kids are so important, but you look at funding compared to everything else, and they really aren't. And I think this is an inconvenient truth that we have to deal with.
Hey, if I can ask, John, why do your kids do what they do? Why is your daughter a school psychologist?
I don't know. They love it, and they're good with kids, but they're also saddled with debt.
So it's not for the salary. It's for the psychic
income.
Oh,
absolutely not. I mean, her debt load is, you know, doesn't say, but it's about $90,000, and you don't get a lot of money in the school district. And thank God they're in Minnesota where they like people.
You know, that's I don't know what that means, John, but
what it means is, you know, we've defunded our schools. When you look at the rising of everything in our state, and you go back to the Walker administration.
Oh, in Wisconsin, we've devalued our schools.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the salary level between across the Mississippi, and it's staggering, the amount. And actually, you look the staggering amount, the difference between Westby and La Crosse. I mean, it's tens of thousands of dollars difference.
John, I appreciate the perspective, and I want to ask our guest, Rob Dixon, here why he sees a shortage in school psychologists across Wisconsin. Is money part of the problem?
Not from what I can see. Our students do fairly well right out of the gate as far as salaries are concerned. And, you know, there are some programs federally as well as federally predominantly that does forgive debt if you're working with disabled populations. And so being a school psychologist, that tends to fit right in there. And these programs are evolving and changing over time. And so you really have to pay attention to what's out there in order to take advantage of some of the opportunities that are out there.
So if it's not the money, where is this shortage of school psychologists in Wisconsin coming from as you see it?
I see there's two issues that are really impacting the field. One is our special ed laws were enacted about 50 years ago. And so a lot of the school psychologists that came on board are getting gray and older and retiring, and that's a great thing. And so that's leaving a shortage. The other piece that's impacting that is that the school psychs that are in the buildings are moving up into different system level roles. We have people becoming principals. We have the RTI Center in Wisconsin that's hires a number of school psychologists in coaching positions or systemic intervention positions to help school districts move things forward. And these individuals are just impacting more, more schools and more kids. And that's a great thing. But these two things, I think, do impact the number of school psychs that are in the field. And what I've seen over the past 20 years that I've been a director, it used to be the best time to be a to find a school psych position was in August, because that's when the schools figured out their budgets and they could figure out what their staffing patterns are. I run a WSPA, Wisconsin School Psych Association, their job fair, and we have to run that in February because that's when districts are looking for individuals. And I have my entire class by the end of March here already signed contracts for the fall, and it's March 29th.
Wow.
So it is really, they're in demand, and schools want them. There's just not enough of them that are being graduated from programs, and that's the biggest concern.
And that's why the new program's being launched at UW-La Crosse with our guest, Rob Dixon. He is the director of the school psychology program there, and our conversation continues with you along as well at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Lee Rayburn. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and for Kate Archer Kent. And in January, Kate talked to Linda Hall, director of Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health, and she laid out the problem prior to the pandemic succinctly.
The data in our 2021 report, which actually is data that's primarily before the pandemic, shows that our kids are struggling more with anxiety and depression, with difficulty making and maintaining relationships, and difficulty in feeling like they belong at school and in the community.
Anecdotally, anyway, nothing about the pandemic has made any of that any better. Our guest is here with one potential opportunity to work towards a solution. What questions do you have about offering our educators the opportunity to become school psychologists? 1-800 and professionals as well, 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation with our guest, Robert Dixon, associate professor at UW-La Crosse and the director of the school psychology program. And Rob, how has the pandemic impacted the need for school psychologists?
Well, I just think it's accentuated the need for mental health services for all kids. I mean, the prior comment that you laid out is really perfect. The idea of some of that anxiety and depression coming out in kids, social anxiety, I see that as being absolutely true and critical for the functioning of kids. And if we want our kids to achieve in school, we have to think about the whole child, and that includes the mental health of them. And so I'm right there with you as far as the concerns that were laid out.
So David from Milwaukee called in quickly just to say that this is a wonderful initiative taking place. He says it is well-timed and very much needed. Let's go to Sarah, who joins us from Libertyville, Illinois this morning. Sarah, you're on with Rob Dixon.
Good morning. I'm a current substitute teacher. I used to be a full-time teacher, and I work in high-need schools, and I've just never, you know, we've never had enough social workers. Most of the places I've worked, like, I barely knew who the psychologist was because she was never there. And because she worked in multiple schools. But I worked in one district a couple years ago where the school had gone on strike, and one of their issues was social worker and psychologist staffing. And they were on strike for 6 weeks. They had to bring in a mediator, and finally they basically got what they needed. And so when I worked in this school, we had 450 really high need kids. We had 1.5 social workers and a school psychologist. And I just can't tell you how great it was to know there was someone that I could send the kids to when they had issues, because otherwise it was just impossible. And I just, like, the trauma that was going on in these with these kids, where there was nothing to do about it. I mean, I had 25 kids. It was like two. So thank you very, very much.
Sarah, thank you for that perspective. And Rob, let's reiterate this program once again at the UW-La Crosse. You said that the enrollment is now open. This is online and it's asynchronous, and it's an opportunity for professionals to enter the field of school psychology. And it sounds, you know, it sounds rewarding. But it also sounds like it's going to take a while before we get new school psychologists into this program or through this program and into the schools. How do we get started on this? Where can we find out more?
So you can find out more on the UW La Crosse website. And just want to thank the caller for identifying the mental health needs of the kids. That's why we're doing this. And unfortunately, we can't solve this problem yesterday. It does take some time to get people up to speed. And it's a 70 or a 60 credit master's and education specialist degree. So it's just below the doctorate. And so it's a substantial amount of time commitment for individuals. Mm-hmm. And a substantial amount of learning. It's not something that they've learned a lot through their programs that they've taken already. So it's brand new classes, brand new information. And we're looking forward to the incredible response we've had across the state and being able to provide this open door for teachers and school professionals to enter through it and become school psychologists.
Well, and the other aspect that Sarah brought up that may be missed in talking about the mental health and mental health care access to our kids is also the power of school psychologists, social workers for the teacher in the classroom. Teachers have to wear a lot of hats. They have to, have their own office supplies, but I can't imagine what it would be like to have the psychological support that you need when you need it.
So I guess there's two types of psychological support that school psychologists do. And this was true for me all the way through. There's a support that we can certainly offer the students through individual or group means. But I think teachers come down to my office frequently just to look for support and encouragement and just to be able to talk about how it's impacting them. I mean, one of the things that we haven't talked about too much is just, the shortage of teachers, burnout, the pandemic that's impacted them as well. I mean, those are all true as well. And so a school psychologist potentially could expand their role beyond what maybe a school has right now and include teachers as one of the people that they can kind of attend to. Not that we're going to be the therapist for all teachers, but we can certainly be that helpful ear, as well as if somebody is really impacted by the situation, be a very good conduit to get them the help that they need.
You've worked as a school psychologist for more than 30 years, Rob. What's the most significant change you've seen over the last three decades?
Easily, it's the mental health piece. When I started as a school psychologist back in the late 80s, I almost had to fight to do mental health services with kids. Not fight like you would think, just kind of really argue and advocate for kids that they needed some support that way. And I was in the schools 2019, just before the pandemic hit. And the principal at that time said, I'm not really interested in doing a lot of testing or a lot of consulting. We'll do that on the fly, but it's the mental health needs of the kids that we really need to be taken care of. And so that is almost a 180 degree switch from where I started from.
Rob, very much appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Robert Dixon is associate professor at UW La Crosse, where he is the director of the school psychology program. And that online and asynchronous master's and education specialist program is available for school psychologists. That enrollment is open now. Just ahead, the election for Milwaukee's next mayor, a week away. So we're talking to the candidates this week to give you one last opportunity to get your questions answered directly by them. That's next. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.